You. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord. So what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Now, have you noticed a couple of things this morning? If you are really listening to the gospel, it's very much in the present tense, not in the past or in the future. And it's about, and what was one of the first words in the gospel this morning? It was, be alert. Be alert. We can substitute another word for that, be aware. And every religion talks about this. Every religion, no matter what denomination, all talk about being alert, being awake, being in the present. And most of us spend very, very little time in the present moment. Some of you here this morning, at this moment, you're not here. You're somewhere else. I can guarantee you that. And for most of the Mass, you will be somewhere else. Now, that is, you mightn't like to hear that, but it is very, very, very true. Because if you look at the word, the gospel is about now here. Now here. If you join those two words together, what do you get? Nowhere. So when you're now here, you're nowhere. It feels like nowhere. And most of us do not want to be there. Do not want to be here. Our mind is practically always, and I would even go so far as to say always, either in the past, going over and over something that happened in the past, or it's in the future, obsessed about the past or worried about the future. I guarantee you, that is true in 99% of our lives. And I include myself because I'm no different from you. You have to make an effort to be totally in the present. A very important thing to say about the gospel today, because it comes across and it sounds to most people like some kind of a threat. But it's not a threat. It's about here and now. God is a God of the present, not a God of the past, nor a God of the future or tomorrow. Because God is total presence, always in the present. And so unless you're in the present, you miss the presence. Unless you're in the present, you miss the presence. So there's never a moment when you're not in the presence of God. But most times, you're somewhere else. It's a bit like, you probably have heard the saying, it's a saying, and we use a lot in Ireland about people, all the lights are on and there's no one at home. And isn't that the way most of us are most of the time? All the lights on and no one at home. And what is Jesus really talking about in the gospel this morning? He's not issuing a threat, but he's telling us how to be really happy, to really live life to the full. And if you're in the past or in the future most of your time, you miss out on life. And it is a fact that most people sleepwalk through life. Sleepwalk through life. And you wake up one morning and you find yourself dead. And you wonder, where has the time gone? You know, you fritter away the only life you have if you're not really living in the present. That's the secret of happiness. That's the secret of joy. We got to get this straight. Jesus did not come to make life more difficult for us. He came to show us the way to make life more beautiful, more enjoyable, so that we could live a joyful, fulfilled life. The only moment you have is the here and now. Hands up, those who can guarantee me, that you'll be alive tomorrow. Well, are you all going to be dead tomorrow? The answer is no. But I hope I'm not. But the only moment I have is this moment. And each moment is passing. So that is the secret of life, to be in the present. And we have major, major obstacles today to being in the present. Because lately, and I'm being serious, I've been very worried, in fact. Because most times, I go out every day if I can, except on a Sunday. I go out every day for a walk. And I normally have my rosary beads, and normally when I'm walking, it's a nice quiet time and I can pray the rosary. But I'm beginning to wonder, am I breaking some law when I'm out walking? Because everybody I meet out walking are walking like this. Hello? And not only are they walking like this, but if they have a dog out walking, they're not walking the dog, they're dragging the dog behind him. Because the dog is interested in what is going around him. The dog wants to smell the flowers. He wants to smell the trees to see who has been there before him or her. And so I'm beginning to wonder, am I abnormal? Am I abnormal? Because it's not a fact. Most of us are addicted to the phone or to the iPad. We can't be a moment without, you know, the phone in our hand. And I'm beginning to think, am I so important, or is that person so important that they can't leave the phone out of their hand for one moment, that they're getting all these calls and so on? So I, you know, it's lovely. Enjoy the moment. That's what life is all about. And just check yourself on that and be in the present. That's all God wants us to be. And when you're in the present, you'll always be with God, because God never leaves you out of his sight for one single moment. He walks beside you every step of your life. There's never a step that you will take that God is not beside you. And as a little exercise today, I'd love you to download that lovely poem,
you all know footprints. It's something we're very familiar with. Download that. Sit quietly and meditate on that for just a few moments to today. Footprints in the sand are footprints. You'll just type in footprints and it'll come up. And you'll find that as you walk along, there are footprints in the sand. And it tells you sometimes when you walked along and maybe you were really down and you were really sad and so on, there's no footprints. And that was the time when Jesus carried you. So be in the moment. And something you may or may not notice that I try to do. In a few moments when I'm celebrating Mass, I'll try and not kind of read the Mass from the missal, but I'll try and celebrate the Mass with my heart without looking at the missal. Why do I do that? Because in that way, I have to be in the moment and absolutely concentrate. Because I find, and I'm sure most of you find, that if for one single moment I allow myself to be distracted, or I look at somebody, or I look at something out there, and I suddenly begin thinking of something, I lose where I am. I find that. I lose where I am. So by doing that, not really allowing myself to look at the missile all the time, I feel now I've got to concentrate, not just on sentences, but on each word, so that my heart is in each word. Now, I'll have to finish because quite a number of you are no longer here. You know, when you look, no, seriously, when you look at people, you know they're not. So some of you are, and some of you are, have left. So we leave it there. So as the last word in the gospel is, watch, stay awake, be alert.